On this Wednesday of the second week in Ordinary Time, the Church commemorates the day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When he saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Decisions and actions against human life are influenced by many things: feeling fearful, feeling unsupported, feeling pressured, feeling angry, or feeling alone. All of these feelings lead some people to make decisions that put the lives of others at risk, as well as their own lives. Consider a college student who has conceived a child in her womb. Her boyfriend tells her that she must choose between him and their unborn child. Consider expectant parents who have just been told their baby may have a serious disability. Our culture and our laws provide for them to consider a choice to end the child's life so as to have the baby not suffer or struggle. The disagreement between those who are pro-life and those who are pro-choice certainly elicits very strong feelings on both sides. Nonetheless, we are called to love both the unborn children and their parents, even if they are considering abortion. We are called to provide concrete support to help those in difficult pregnancy situations to welcome their children both before and after they are born.